Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we sit ready to learn from your Word. We know that in it you reveal yourself, you reveal things about your Son Jesus and your ways. And today, Lord, we want to learn. We desire to know you just the way that you said we should. And then, Lord, that you would equip us with the power to live according to your way, so that you might get the glory and that you would be pleased with those things that we do. We give you thanks and ask you that your Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Holding Out the Golden Scepter. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, and verse 11. The dialogue by means of Hatak between Esther and Mordecai has been interesting to watch as Esther discovered why Mordecai was mourning, and Mordecai desires that Esther go in before King Ahasuerus to make an appeal for her people. In chapter 4 and verse 11 of the book of Esther, Esther shares a concern she has about going into the king without being invited. We read, "All the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. Our verse begins, "All the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death. Everyone in the kingdom knew about King Ahasuerus' rule. No one was to enter the king's court unless they were called to do so." Now, we may wonder how this law came to be, but in a day when kings were eliminated one after another, we might understand the security aspects of this rule. Let's note once again who this is. The king's servants, the people of the king's provinces, whosoever, man or woman, was on the list of those that needed his permission to come in. It really didn't matter what a person's background, gender, position, or place was in the kingdom. No one was to enter before the king unannounced or uninvited. The verse continues, "except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter." There was one exception to this rule. If the king saw a person enter into his inner court and was willing to receive them, he could hold out his golden scepter, and they would not be killed. Let's remember, everyone in the kingdom knew this, but we may wonder, who was willing to take the risk? The idea of the king holding out his golden scepter of acceptance would probably keep most people from ever entering his court uninvited. And that is more than likely just the way the king desired that it be. Finally, we read, "But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. Now we understand personally why Esther was so concerned about this rule. She had not been invited by the king to enter the inner court for 30 days. Her concern over the intimidating law was that if she were to obey Mordecai and try to see the king, he might not raise his golden scepter to her and she would be killed. In other words, for Esther to do as Mordecai desired, she would risk her life. As we consider these words today, let us remember they were the message that Hatak was to take back to Mordecai. Can we imagine how Hatak would react to these words? He was only the messenger, but it was more than likely not the most fun in the world to have to carry these words to Mordecai. Also, what would it be like to have a purpose so great that we would have to risk our lives to manage it? Do we treat the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a manner? Would we be willing to risk our lives to share the message that is so important that people will be saved by it? May we evermore be willing to risk everything known here on earth for the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ that will lead people to heaven. Next time, we will see another small but significant verse. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.